The beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Do you know, children, where the name of the town of Cincinnati comes? It originates from a Roman named Cincinnatus, whose only property was a small farm, which he plowed and tilled with his own hands. But suddenly, when Rome was under threat, Cincinnatus was called to be the leader of Rome and her soldiers. And after having most gloriously triumphed over the enemies of his country, he returned to his small patch of ground and his plow to earn his bread by his labors and sweat. The Gospel of today's Mass of the Thursday of second week of Lent tells us about a rich man and Lazarus. Rich man did not care about God, and he died and went to hell, while poor man Lazarus suffered humbly and patiently and was taken to heaven. This Roman general Cincinnatus, he also could have had fame and fortune for reward of his victories, but he was happy in doing hard work with his own hands, despising all material pomp. So we should learn today that if we choose temporal and material happiness over the commandments of God, we give up of our place in heaven. There is a very striking story told us by St. John Eudes, which tells about a very rich gentleman who lived in a mansion. That mansion was adjoining a cottage of a poor laborer, and this cottage was so close that the rich gentleman could hear all what the family of this poor man did. The gentleman noticed that his poor neighbor was always cheerful and happy, and never showed the smallest sign of being heavy at heart or troubled. When he came home at night, fatigued with his day's work, he would light his poor fire and then would either sing a cheerful ditty or joke pleasantly with his wife or play quite happily with his children. He would then lay down on his hard bed and sleep heavily until his wife woke him at dawn to his accustomed hard labor. The rich gentleman wondered how he himself could never succeed in gaining for himself a single moment of cheerfulness as this poor laborer had. For rich gentleman's own days were full of sorrow, his nights disturbed, and his dreams troubled. While lamenting over his unhappiness, it occurred to rich gentleman that maybe his wealth and his large estates were the cause why his rest was disturbed, and that, on the other hand, the poverty of his humble neighbor was itself the real source to which the poor man owed his great, great happiness. To make sure of this, rich gentleman made a plan which would be a sure test for the truth of his conclusion. He took a purse full of money, and in the middle of the night, he gently pushing open the ill-secured door of his neighbor's cottage, for it was never very carefully fastened, the rich gentleman hung the money upon the latch inside. Next morning, the poor laborer got up as usual, and discovering the purse, was in joy at the sight of so much gold and silver. But very shortly he was plunged into anxiety as to how to hide his treasure and how to spend it. That day he did not go to his work, but stayed at home in silence and deep thought. Then it occurred to him that should his wife or children get to know of his good fortune, they would not be able to keep the secret, but would shout it about with the risk of his losing the treasure. Next, he began to fear that his neighbors and even members of his household might rob him of what he happily and beyond all his expectation had acquired. And not finding any safe hiding place for his treasure in his hut, he hid it in his bed, and pretending illness, laid down on it to keep guard over his treasure. From this time forward, he no longer sang, nor was he heard to laugh, neither did he play with his children. At night time he tossed uneasily on his bed and could not control deep sighs, which were mistaken by his wife for an effect of his illness, while in truth they were the result of the greed which had already made its way into his heart. The rich gentleman, seeing this happen, was now convinced that the money was the sole cause of all the anxiety and trouble which his neighbor suffered. So rich gentleman went to the poor cottage and asked the wife what had become of her husband, since for some days past he had not heard him talk or sing or laugh, as up to that time had been his habit. She replied that he was confined to bed because of illness. "No," answered the gentleman, "that is not what troubles him. I know what it is, but doubt me not, he will soon be cured." Rich gentleman then went to the bed of the pretended patient and said, "My good man, the purse you found hanging at your door is mine. Give it back this instant, or I will at once go and denounce you to the judge and have you hanged as a thief." Horrified at such a threat, the poor laborer quickly restored the purse to the rich gentleman. The laborer then went back to his work, and he found his peace of heart again, played merrily with his children, and recovered his sleep. Dear children, the only way to use well the material goods which God gives us is to use them for serving God and provide for your family and for needy. If you love perishable objects, like the poor laborer loved his money bag, you are in danger of losing your happiness on earth, and even more dangerous, the eternal happiness in heaven. But if you learn to be happy with your lot, which God has given you in this life, like Cincinnatus or Lazarus, God gives you love for everlasting and imperishable heavenly things, and rewards you greatly in life to become. And there is no better way to put this, as wise Solomon once put it, "In all thy works remember thy last end, and thou shalt never sin." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.